Welcome to Jill's 365 voice notes. Please leave your message after the tone.
Just walking down to get on the supporters' coach at some unearthly early hour on a Saturday morning for the long away game to Fleetwood. Wasn't the best start to the season last week, was it? Another 3-0 home defeat. But didn't tell the whole story for me. First 80 minutes, we were really good. Looked like a home side on the front foot. Plenty of chances created, didn't take them. But of course, it's all about the final result. And that was extremely disappointing with a now very familiar late collapse. A capitulation that saw us concede 3 goals. All eyes today on how we replace the leadership of Liam Gordon at the back. Presumably we go for the same system. So I think there'll be a little bit of change around there. Does Dobbs retain his place? Does McKenzie drop in? Do we look at McManus? You know, there are some choices and some decisions to be made. Not a happy hunting ground this, Highbury. I think it's going to be a very tough game. Obviously, Fleetwood have started the season a lot better. 2-1-0 wins. As I say, our record at Highbury is appalling. One win in 11. In fact, Fleetwood are a bit of a bogey side since they've entered the league. So I think today I'll be absolutely ecstatic with a point, a 1-1. But, you know, records are there to be broken, aren't they? So I wouldn't rule out maybe a narrow 2-1 win, which would be nice and get the season kicked off.
Fleetwood's one of those places where I feel like we never get a result. I think we've got a draw or two up there, but I've seen us lose there. And I genuinely struggled during the time we won. We probably didn't. I'm embarrassed myself. But off the basis of last week, there needs to be a performance, I think. We need to try to replicate what we produced in, as people are saying, that 80 minutes of that game. And obviously, we do have these injuries floating around. It's good to hear that Gordon and his injury isn't as bad as we first thought, but it's still a couple of months, I think, of recovery, which is still a hammer blow, but it could have been a lot worse. And obviously, we still need a few names through the door, so the team is still in kind of transition at the moment, and I think that's going to hinder that cohesive development that this squad really needs. I just hope that we can go up the Fleetwood, put performance in and take something away. 3 points, obviously, great, but I tell you what, it's not the end of the world if we can pick a point up and at least get a score on the board. I'm going to go for a very uninspiring 0-0 draw. Take down. There's going to be a chance for Gilles. He gets the right ball into the box. He's trying to get a little bit of space. He's made it quite narrow, but he does chip it in. There's a chance here. Head towards goal. Goodwin should be doing so much better there. It was great work with Freeman on the right-hand side. That pass into Freeman. That's a heavy pass. He's just about kept it in play, but Gilles have a chance here, and it's headed towards the goal and collected by Lynch. Gilles looking to go to the top here. Howell can get this down. He's got a chance. He's taken the ball, and he's taken the shot himself forward. He's cannoned it across the post. Fleetwood. So you get this ball whipped into the box in near post. It's not a bad one. They've cannoned off the post themselves. Keep holding the ball here. It was pretty tight there, but they get the ball into the box. There's got to be a chance here towards goal. Oh, and it's hit the... I just don't believe it. We've hit the woodwork again this game. It's hit the same post. And in this season, we've had 2 games, and we've hit the woodwork 5 times.
The game was about to hit 6 minutes during time. They're going to come to the box and we've been off the right side. And could be a chance to get into the box. Chelsea to head this one away as it goes over the bar. My goodness me, that was the moment for Fleetwood.
I'll just turn into the supporters coach now. For me, an away point's always a good point. Fully deserved, I think, in this instance. A much better performance, a performance that lasted the whole length of the game this time. Really battling performance. Unfortunately, it looks like another serious injury. Just sheer bad luck. There's nothing more to describe it as. But again, lots of positives, I thought, there. Defensively, I think we looked a lot better. Again, we created chances. Hit the post a couple of times. A bit more luck. We might sneak one. But a game where we certainly didn't deserve to lose it. And I don't think Fleetwood did enough to win it. As I say, it's an away point. And an away point at a ground where we don't really have much luck and much success is a decent result.
up and running for the season, and for me, a thoroughly deserved point on the road. More injuries seem to have struck. No Gareth McCleary beforehand, and Kadeem Harris, unfortunately, looks like a bad one again, judging by his own reaction when he went off on a stretcher in a brace, it looked like. But lots of positives. It's been said, we've not seen a 90-minute performance from Omar Beckel so far. Well, we got that today. We pretty much got it from his fellow centre-backs Andy Smith and Logan Dobbs. Clean sheet is a starting point. We've had some chances as well. Ronan Howe, unlucky to hit the post. Goodwin's got into some good areas again. And the real promise at the end of the game was Harry Waldock, Cameron Antwi and Sheldon Kendall gave us extra energy and a real outlet at the top end of the pitch. 0-0, could have won it, maybe could have lost it. I'll take the point. I'll eat my fish and chips. Look forward to next Saturday.
On reflection, I think it's a really good point away from home. I think what was really frustrating throughout the game is that we had opportunities from the back of the net, and you know, we will work twice again, but you know, it could have easily dropped in the back of the net for Fleetwood right at the end as well. So I think all things considered, it wasn't a glamorous game by any stretch of the imagination. But to go up there and get a point, I think it's a really good showing and a good reaction to what that Walsall defeat was, or from that Walsall defeat last week. So, you know, I thought that back three worked really well together, and we were defending pretty well, and we kept them at bay. And you know, it's one of those games you could have nicked in the end as well. But I'll take a point, and we're finally got something on the board to show for our efforts.